ourselves during times of chaos that God is still present in all things. How would things change if every breath we took reminded us of the presence of God? Our prayer is that our church family would find creative ways to continue to stay connected to one another. Common prayer is an opportunity for just that, a daily opportunity to slow down and connect with God together. Welcome to Common Prayer.
Well, hello there, friends, and welcome. It is Wednesday, March 25th, and we are glad that you joined us. I this is the second Wednesday of the shelter-in-place orders, and so I'm hoping you're maybe starting to find a new rhythm, starting to find a new pace of life. Yesterday we talked about this idea of living in a domestic monastery, and we talked about how we're all in some ways withdrawn from the world right now and are forced to live into a different rhythm. And the invitation, I think, for us is to consider the ways that God might be using this moment to shape us in new ways. We suggested that maybe God is inviting us into this school of love where we take every moment and consider, where is love for the other in this moment? And I want to continue to dig deeper into how maybe God may be using this moment. And I want to do so by looking at the book of Colossians. And the Apostle Paul, right towards the beginning of his letter, has this beautiful little poem in the middle there. And he writes this poem not just to demonstrate kind of literary beauty or poetic beauty, but rather it's a way for him to urge the church, urge his readers, that if they are to grow in following Jesus, they're going to have to get to know Jesus. And it's through then that knowing of Jesus that they begin to know who God is. But for most of us, we have to pause here, because the idea of knowing someone or knowing God is we tend to, because we're products of the Enlightenment, we tend to just think of knowing as intellectual assent, as a list of facts or of principles that we just begin to know someone. But that's a different picture than what Paul is getting at. It's a different picture than the knowing of God that the scriptures speak of. You see, this idea of knowing is more of a relational knowing. And it's when you get beyond just like the factual into that relational knowing that we begin to open up to be transformed and changed by that relationship. The reality is this: I am a different person because of the way that I know my wife. There's an intimacy there. There's a deep connection in which knowing her and her knowing me has now transformed who I am. And this doesn't necessarily have to happen through a spouse. It could happen through a good friend, or it could happen through a mentor, or whatever that relationship may be. But this idea of relational knowing, of intimate encounter with someone else, has the potential to shape us. And so Paul writes this beautiful poem that's exploding with this imagery of Jesus as the central supreme being in the universe. And he's doing so that we begin to understand who Jesus is, the centrality of Jesus, because that will in turn open our lives up to be transformed. And so I want to just read these words. This is from about, again, halfway through Colossians chapter 1. It says this. It says, "The Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities. All things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood that was shed on the cross." Now, there is an unbelievable amount of things we could pull from this text. I mean, quite literally, books have been written on this small poem. But what I want us to do is not lose the forest for the trees. And so I want to just kind of pluck one thought out of this in the spirit of the posture of prayer, not study. And I want us to just pull one thing out of this. And it's this line in verse 17 that says, "He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. See, the reality is we need this reminder right now that Jesus is sustaining all things. He's the one that waters the plants. He's the one that causes the oxygen to fill our lungs. He's the one that's pumping blood through our veins. Jesus is the sustainer of all things. And when the world as it is now seems to be shaking as things are shifting right beneath our surface, I think we need to slow down and prayerfully consider this reality. And so today, what I want to do is I want to invite us to prayerfully reflect on this. And I want to do this through using the practice of a breath prayer. You know, for millennia, the church has practiced this. And a breath prayer, if you're unfamiliar, is just a simple form of contemplative prayer that uses the cadence of your breath to just draw your affections back towards God. Put simply, again, it's a way of slowing down and paying attention to God's presence in this moment. You know, so many of these prayer exercises that we're going to go through are just that, opportunities, different ways to just slow down and focus on God. You know, breathing is an unconscious thing. It's something that we just do without thinking about it. But yet it's essential to our existence. And in some ways, I think this is true of what Paul is saying here about Jesus, that Jesus is the sustainer of all things. And so often that just happens right beneath consciousness in the unconscious level where we're not even aware of it, but Jesus is sustaining this. He's the one who's allowing you to breathe in this moment. He's the one that fills your lungs with oxygen. He's the one that is sustaining life itself right now. So I want to lead us through this, and there's really two parts to a breath prayer, and I'll walk us through it. But first is, as you inhale, you just say a name of God. Maybe it's Lord, Jesus, Shepherd, Father, Healer, whatever name of God that comes to mind that you want to use. You'll say that as you inhale, and then as you exhale, you follow it up with just a one-sentence simple prayer. It could be, here I am, have mercy on me, I'm with you, whatever it is, just a short name combined with a short prayer. So as we begin to do that, maybe now you begin to settle into your chair, put your feet maybe comfortably on the ground, and just allow your body to rest in the moment. Again, our mind races so quickly from one thing to the next. And so often the work of prayer is just slowing down long enough to be still before God. So as you settle into your chair, let's start by just taking a few deep breaths in your nose, out your mouth. Slow your heart rate down, and in turn, slow your mind down. And then let's try this simple breath prayer exercise. So as you breathe in, say a name of God, maybe it's Father. And as you exhale, you say a one sentence, maybe it's something like, here I am. And just try that now with the cadence of your breath as you pay attention to your breathing in the moment. Just breathe in and say a name of God and breathe out a prayer. Just spend a few moments doing that now. Continue to follow the cadence of your breath as you pray. And as you do, remember that Jesus is the one who is sustaining all things. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. Continue to listen to the rhythm of your breath as you continue to pray. This is a simple way throughout your day today to just remind yourself of God's presence. I often find myself in moments of chaos just pausing for no more than 20 seconds and just doing a few breath prayers For me, it's often, Lord Jesus, I am with you. I just repeat that over and over as a way of reminding myself that God is here in this moment. So, church, may you embrace this idea that God is sustaining all things. May you embrace the reality that even the breath that fills your air is brought to you by Jesus. And may you find yourself in that cadence of breath, just praying and becoming more aware of God's presence throughout your day. Amen.
Well, thanks for joining us in Common Prayer. Our prayer is that our church family would continue to connect with each other and grow in our connection and relationship with God. Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church hosted by our Generations pastor, Kevin Sneed. Music is written and produced by myself, Brandon Passion. And be sure to check back daily for new episodes at cpc.org.